This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, sometimes I wish we had microphones in our studio during our breaks. Because...
Well, you have to cut out the cussing.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, somebody asked me the other day, like, well, how do you go a five-hour show without using a bad word? I don't know. Don't ask me. But, I wish we had microphones because you would have heard interesting comments and takes from all of us. And I'm talking about Mike Conti. That was just in here. Listen, we're all a part of this Falcon family that, you know, as a fan base, we want our team to be the best it can be. But we're also objective, I think, in our analysis of our football team. So if you're just joining us, the news just broke. We've been talking about it all day as a possibility. But Adam Schefter had it first. That Dirk Koetter is going to be hired and has been hired as our new offensive coordinator. The two sides just reached an agreement. So literally, I'm assuming at some point we'll hear from the Falcons and they'll have some kind of presser or whatever, and we'll hear from Dirk Koetter and the plan moving forward. Mike Mularkey is going to be our new tight ends coach. Now, remember, they interviewed Mularkey, and we said, all right, so who's up for the OC? And I said, I think it was yesterday we talked about this, he may be interviewing for another position. Well, there you have it. So here's, think about this now, and big picture, whether you like the hire or whether you've been, you know, on Mike's side or my side and questioning some of the things here, you just added a plethora of experience for your offensive football team, right?
And bad memories for Falcon fans in some cases.
Yeah, but Mularkey, right, with all the things he's done in this league, mm-hmm, Dirk Koetter, now you go from complete inexperience in Sark, who had never called plays two seasons ago, two guys that have not only called plays, but called plays in big games, Mike.
Yeah, like I said, we're just curious to see if they're going to stay with a variation of where they're going with his own blocking
scheme. And Greg Knapp's still here, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Greg Knapp is still on the staff. He's still here.
Okay.
So you got guys with it's over 70 years. I don't know. Yeah, it's certainly over 50 years of combined NFL experience. Here's the thing. You know, the offensive line has got to get fixed. We started and ended the 5 o'clock Domino's report talking about it. Can they get the O-line fixed? Because when Koetter left, they had no run game. And when Koetter comes here, we don't really have a run game. Remember, when Koetter left in 14, that was Steven Jackson on his – they brought Steven Jackson in here on his last legs. Wouldn't get the ball to Antone Smith. Wouldn't get the ball to Freeman. I begged for it on the radio. We're like, man, remember you and I, we were talking about it. Like, come on, let's get Free the Rock. Let's hope he'll have a little more flexibility with Ito Smith. We're assuming Free's coming back and he's going to be healthy. He's under contract for a few more years. There was talk we mentioned about, would you mess around with that deal and try to get him to renegotiate? Would you cut him, split the cap hit? Would you keep Coleman? Are we still going to draft a running back? But anyway, how do we get the run game on track? Koetter never had a great run game here, and he certainly had a non-existent run game in Tampa.
You've got to be committed to it, though. And this has to be, you know, the mantra from Dan Quinn. We've got to be a balanced football team, period. That's it. I don't care how you achieve it, okay? I don't care what we're doing. We've got to be a balanced football team. We cannot have a head coach on the sideline who allows the full autonomy of an OC to do whatever he wants in situations where we should be running, kicking a field goal, and winning games. And you guys know what I'm talking about. So I just think that has to come from the top, Mike. Do you like this? We've been talking about it all day. How do you feel about it? And why? When we started this segment, I said, you know, I wish we had microphones because there are mixed emotions about this. You know, there's a part of me that says, okay, I dig the experience. I dig the familiarity. The other part of it is he didn't do anything in Tampa. He didn't better Jameis Winston. There were things that I'm concerned about that maybe I shouldn't be concerned about, but it plays because it's a part of the storyline.
Well, I mean, Jameis had 50 touchdowns in his first two seasons, and then he regressed, you know, and then he made some really bad decisions on and off the field. You know, I mean, they got off to that hot start. Remember that Fitzmagic, then that thing fizzled out. They didn't really get the run game on track at any point. One of the worst running teams in the NFL, but they were the number one passing team in the NFL. It's almost a mirror image of what we were. Matt had almost same numbers to his MVP season without the benefit of run game. By the way, as Dirk Koetter, as Carl mentioned, Mike Mularkey comes on as the tight ends coach. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, it was asked at the press conference, Dan was asked, would you have a sort of coach for clock management for the big picture. Mike Mularkey can certainly help with that. Maybe help Dan make some better decisions. I'm just spitballing that idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Mularkey, I know that he's very, super conservative from what you remember the early days of Matt Ryan. Cutter is a good – look, these are good coaches. But, I mean, nothing changes until the personnel department can prove to me they can get the talent on the O-line. All the things we want, Carl, it doesn't exist without two more guards and a tackle.
You know what's interesting to me? It's Dukes and Bell, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Top three coming up at 6 o'clock, and obviously this is one of our stories. But you know what's interesting to me? Dan Quinn goes from a guy who never called plays to 70-some-odd years of experience right. in the room. You talk about seriously wanting to make a change. Seriously. I mean, I think the thought process here is very easy. If I'm going to go out, I'm going out with guys who have done it and seen it and been there. That's really what Dan Quinn is saying here. This wasn't a risky hire. You know, it's not risky to go get Dirk Cutter and Mike Mularkey, but he's going with experience. Now, with all the things that have been said today, we got to give it a chance. We got to give it a shot. We have to say whatever Dirk Cutter was when he was here and when it ended, he won't be that now. Whatever Mike Mularkey brought as a tight ends coach and what he's going to bring to our new coaching staff now, whatever that was, it's not going to be here. I didn't judge Greg Knapp on his time with Mike Vick here this season. As all the things that have been said, Mike Bell, we've got to give it a chance. Now what we hope is, as things start to fall into line, okay, that they get what you've been talking about for 2.5 years now, right, and that is fixing us up front.
35 years of experience in the NFL because, remember, Dirk got to Jacksonville in 2007. That's how Smitty brought him along because he knew him when he was the DC, Mike Smith. But, yeah, Mularkey's been around for years. They both have relationships with Matt Ryan. Mularkey was the perfect sort of, get things going here, and then eventually they took the vertical passing game to the next level. Went to the NFC Championship with Dirk Cutter. Then the offensive line broke down. We go to the Super Bowl. And then the offensive line breaks down. So, I mean, it's almost amazing the symmetry of how when Dirk left and what he's coming back to, unless, and Thomas Dimitroff asked the question, I asked him in the press conference, combination of, yeah, through the draft, and will they have enough money? Julio's got to get paid. Grady's got to get paid. I mean, you've got issues here, man. How do you fix this offensive line with the limited cap space we've got right now?
Well, you do it both. I've said this.
We bring in a fullback back, by the way?
That's going to depend on what Cutter wants to do with this run game. You know, as we've said, that's a big decision. We've had a fullback these last couple of years. You wouldn't know it. By the way, we didn't utilize them.
Best success we had aside from the free 1,000-yard rushing seasons was Michael Turner with Ovie Mahaley as a fullback.
Yeah, well, Patrick
DeMarco is here with free.
Yeah. 404-741-0929. That's our number. It is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I've been saying this is a big deal in many ways, and it is, because I believe that this is the guy, and when I say the guy, I'm talking about this group of coaches on the offensive side of the football that have to make a difference. Here's the point that I think a lot of people are just believing, and that is you buy into Dan Quinn fixing the defense. We get Neal back, right? We get Rico back.
Right.
Debo's going to be healthy.
Well, if everybody's healthy, we should have a beast defense.
Right. You go, okay, so he's going to get that right. What are we going to do about the deficiencies on offense that have plagued us the last few years? Even with the numbers going, well, we're pretty good. What are we going to do? So this is a hire, and these are the hires that are being made, Mike, to correct that. If it doesn't happen.
Well, Dan Quinn signed his own death warrant. We were joking around about it being tongue-in-cheek. But Dan Quinn, when you fire guys and you scapegoat guys, you bring in Raheem Morris at age, 37 at the time. You had a top 10 defense. You went from 27th to 10th. You had a top 10 scoring defense. Year later, you're decimated by injuries. You fire that guy. You say you're taking over the defense. Okay, yep. That's on you, Dan. Offense, you brought in Sark, a man who'd never been an OC in the NFL. By the second year, Matt Ryan, without a run game, is up to MVP caliber stats. You fire him because schematics, style, fighting spirit, something didn't work.
We don't know.
We've gone backwards to go forwards. But if this doesn't work, then Dan Quinn is going to get fired.
What do you guys think? Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. It's Justin. Dirk Cutter is our new offensive coordinator. Dirk, of course, being here before for a few years. And for those who were here, remember, we did go to an NFC Championship game. Mike, I don't know. Some people are saying, Dukes, I'm not excited about this. You know what? If it works, we don't have to be. But I just don't know if this is what people expected when Dan Quinn sat down a couple of weeks ago, Mike, and talked about where they wanted to go offensively.
I mean, a guy you're going to bring in from an offense, are you running? What style of offense are we going to run? We don't know, Carl. I mean, they might change it up. Were there somebody out there that you guys wanted to see from the one of the playoff teams? Then Matt's got to go getting to know you all over again. There's familiarity here, but unfortunately, it's breeding a lot of contempt with a lot of our listening audience.
All right, more to get to, including the top three at 6. Boy, Clemson looked good last night. We got our new OC and Hawks in action. A lot on the way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.